Welcome to the She's Healing With Y'all podcast. In this space, we break down the mental, physical, and spiritual impacts of trauma and spiritual warfare. Our goal, using faith-based guidance, is to heal, self-examine, grow, and step into the purpose that Y'all created us for. I am your host, Kiara Washington, and I am so very thankful to be on this healing journey with you. Peace and blessings, sisters. I'm your host, Kiara Washington, and welcome to the show. How are y'all doing this week? I hope everyone is well. Thank you to everyone who shared, gave feedback, and listened to episode one last week. I pray it brought value to your life in some way, and I'm very thankful to be here with you for episode two. Now, a quick update before we jump into today's episode. The website is live now, y'all, so check out healingwithya.com for merch, my books, coaching opportunities, and other resources on your healing journey. And over the next few weeks, more items are going to be added, and I'll be sure to let you know once they're available. Now, today's episode, I thought it was going to be one episode, but quickly realized there was no way. Wellness is such an important topic, and I don't want to rush through it. So there will end up being about 2 to 3 episodes on this topic. We'll see how it goes. And I'm really excited to discuss it with you. So grab your journal or your notebook and your Bible, and let's discuss how the company you keep impacts every aspect of wellness in your life. And I'm going to be very honest with y'all. As I was preparing to record, I had to make some tweaks to this episode because I went through a situation that tried to interfere with my emotional wellness. And I wanted to be real about my experience and how I handled it, but we'll get to that a little bit later. So I first had the chance to study the dimensions of wellness about 8 years ago when I was in school for my master's, and beginning to view my health and overall well-being in this way is something that stuck with me, and I became passionate about the topic. So to get started, let's break down the definition. Wellness is an evolving process of achieving your full potential. It's the pursuit of activities, choices, and a lifestyle that leads to a state of holistic health. It includes not just your lifestyle, but your mental and spiritual well-being and your environment, and it contributes to living a long, healthy, and balanced life. Now, depending on which research model you come across, you'll typically see 6 to 8 dimensions of wellness. But for our mini series, we're going to focus on 7 dimensions of wellness and how people and the things we surround ourselves with can impact each. And the 7 that we're going to discuss are emotional wellness, physical, intellectual, occupational, financial, social, and spiritual. So why should we care about this? Why does wellness even matter? If we think about it like this, focusing on complete wellness creates stability in our lives. It builds resilience and helps us to thrive when life's challenges hit. So putting forth effort to growth in all these areas instead of only looking at 1 or 2, will help us to have balance and feel whole, be in tune with ourselves completely, continue lifelong learning and growth, and have focused and grounded and clear mental and spiritual direction. So as we're on this healing journey to breaking free from trauma and spiritual warfare, self-limiting beliefs, and other experiences, so we can step into the purpose that Y'all created us for, having balance and wellness within our mind, body, spirit, and environment is going to be crucial for our success. Now, for today's episode, we're just going to focus on emotional wellness, as there is a lot to unpack. And remember, these episodes are not just about the dimensions of wellness themselves, but how the company we keep has a direct impact on how well we will be. When I say the company we keep, I'm not just speaking on friends, coworkers, or other sisters. This also specifically applies to the spouse you choose, people you choose to confide in, and boundaries or lack thereof with family members, and even those within your own household. So keep that in mind as we dive deeper into these aspects of wellness. Now, we all have free will to choose who we surround ourselves with. But we do have to realize there are consequences either positive or negative, to every choice that we make. So emotional wellness, it is the ability to cope effectively with life stressors, have awareness of and manage both our feelings and behaviors, and create satisfying relationships. The challenges and curveballs that come with life can be difficult to handle at times. Let's just be real. The relationships we create and nurture with others, they're supposed to give us support and a shoulder to lean on through tough situations. But if we lack meaningful relationships in our lives, we are left trying to handle these things on our own with the help of Yah. And seeking Yah's help is never a bad option, don't get me wrong. But his word also speaks on the value of having the right people in our lives as well. Let's pull out our Bibles and look at a few scriptures on this, starting with Proverbs 17:17, reading from the King James Version. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Now flip over to Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 through 10. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Now go back to Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Now from these quick one-line verses, we see that the word encourages emotional wellness in the sense of saying, hey, you need someone good you can rely on when life starts lifing. But the emphasis is on good. If we don't surround ourselves with the right people, there will be no wellness or balance in our emotional health, and there will be an increase of stress and anxiety instead, because dishonest, disloyal, selfish, manipulative, unsupportive, backbiting, lying, gossiping people that we choose to nurture relationships with, they won't be able to uphold the honorable attributes that the Bible speaks of. You'll seek them during your times of distress, and they will either not be available for you, or hear what you have to say and brush it off, or revert back to their own life, or just never have any words of substance or helpful solutions to offer you. And some people like this in your life may genuinely not recognize their behavior as an issue. And with those people, you can let them know what you see, and if they value the relationship, they'll be willing to adjust to be a better part of your support system. If they are not willing to self-examine, adjust, or take accountability, they may not be in a space within their life that allows for that growth mindset. And although that's unfortunate, it is a sign to you. Allowing that person to maintain the same level of access to you will weaken your emotional wellness and decrease growth in this area of your life. So then you have a decision to make. Now, we just touched on how choosing the wrong people in our support system can negatively impact our emotional wellness. But on the flip side, if we are not able to manage our feelings and behaviors, we can push people away from wanting nurturing relationships with us. And this will also negatively impact our emotional wellness. Now, this may cut a little bit for some of us, but if we are trying to unlock true healing and growth, it's something we have to discuss, that sometimes we are the problem. For us as women, managing our emotions and reactions can sometimes be a difficult barrier to overcome, but doing the work within ourselves allows us to treat others and be treated as Yah intended. It also opens our mind and our spirit to have the discernment to recognize those who are not capable of treating us with respect, love, and care, and then we can adjust accordingly. But if we are always so quick to pop off, go off, shut down, let anger rule our spirit, show poor communication skills, or not able to take constructive feedback, then how can we expect people in our lives to want to show up for us? How can they help sharpen us and best support us if they choose to avoid addressing certain things with us because they already know she is going to trip? That's not an example of us acting in wisdom or showing Yah we are seeking growth and development in our lives so we can be better equipped to fulfill our purpose. Pull out your Bible again and let's go to James 1, verses 19 through 22. I'm going to read this in the Amplified version, but make a note to read the King James version too, y'all, because it hits with the scripture. Understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let everyone be quick to hear, be a careful, thoughtful listener, slow to speak, a speaker of carefully chosen words, and slow to anger, patient, reflective, forgiving. For the resentful, deep-seated anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. That standard of behavior which he requires from us. So get rid of all uncleanness and all that remains of wickedness, and with a humble spirit receive the word of God, which is implanted, actually rooted in your heart, which is able to save your souls. But prove yourselves doers of the word, actively and continually obeying God's precepts, not merely listeners who listen, who hear the word, but fail to internalize its meaning, deluding yourselves by unsound reasoning contrary to the truth. So if you know your attitude or qualities are impacting your relationships or your emotional wellness, it's time to address the root cause and then truly heal so those negative traits do not dim your light or prevent you from having genuine relationships in your life. It takes time and patience and practice, but you will be glad, sis, that you put forth the effort towards your growth and emotional well-being. Now, the situation I went through yesterday, although it was hurtful and impacted me more than I thought it would, it ended up being an opportunity for me to praise Yah. First, someone said some very hurtful things to me, and I was shocked and a little bit heartbroken behind it, even though I knew it wasn't true. In that moment, I had two choices, either match their energy and respond or manage my reaction, which is what I chose to do. I remembered that I can't control anyone's actions, but what I can control is my reactions, and carrying myself in this way allows me to be blameless in the situation. You know what happens then Yah steps in and fights on our behalf. Second, I was able to pray about it and then speak to two people in my support system. Because I chose people who carry themselves with wisdom, they were able to offer perspective and words of encouragement that I truly needed in the moment. Then later on, when I prayed about it, I was in a spirit of gratitude, even though I was still hurt, because I was able to praise Yah, one, for my growth. Several years ago, I highly doubt I would have been able to respond with the same restraint and spiritual maturity to the situation. And second, I was able to praise Yah for these women he brought into my life to be part of my support system. And lastly, I was able to give thanks for Yah fighting this battle, allowing me to see his power at work, and giving me the clarity to speak truth over myself in the middle of the situation. And for that, I'm truly thankful. Let's grab our Bibles again and turn to Psalm 4, 3, and 4. I'm going to read this in the Amplified version as well. But know that the Lord has set apart for himself and dealt wonderfully with the godly man, the one of honorable character and moral courage, the one who does right. The Lord hears and responds when I call to him. Tremble with fear or anger and do not sin. Meditate in your heart upon your bed and be still. Reflect on your sin and repent of your rebellion. Selah. Now flip to Ephesians 4, 26 to 27. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. So thinking about my situation, like I could have chosen to just respond out of anger. And then Yah may not have been able to show me the same things that came later on that day. And I wouldn't have been able to reflect and see the growth within myself. And so again, I'm just truly thankful, and I encourage each of us to strive to have balance in managing our emotions and our emotional wellness as a whole. There are many benefits to us learning how to manage our feelings and behaviors. And one of those top benefits is that Yah will work on our behalf when we remain calm and in control of our spirit. Now, another side of emotional wellness is coping effectively with life's ups and down. In the last episode, we talked about being in a state of worry and the prolonged effects it can have on our life. So So if you find yourself constantly in the state of mind that's leading to anxiety issues, depression, interruption of your day-to-day life, and it's causing feelings of hopelessness or separation from others or this may be a sign that you're not handling life's challenges well. And as a side note, if you do feel that your mental or emotional state is in a dangerous space, you should seek professional help from a healthcare provider or a licensed therapist. And there is no shame at all in that, sis. We all know the Bible tells us to cast our cares upon Yah because He cares for us and not to worry about the things of tomorrow or what we need. But in the moment, sometimes that can be easier said than done, right? So let's discuss some tools and strategies for us to use to improve our emotional wellness. And I will be honest, with the situation I dealt with yesterday, I did a number of these tools. So they do actually work. Number one, focus on gratitude. Research shows when we show gratitude or do things for others, it shifts our mood to experience more happiness and contentment. It reduces stress and anxiety, improves sleep, reduces chronic pain, builds resilience, and helps cultivate stronger relationships. So you can keep a gratitude journal. The Growing and Glowing Gratitude Journal on healingwithyah.com is a good option. Or download a gratitude app or just make it a habit to say 5 to 10 things you are grateful for every day. Number two, go neutral. So if you notice yourself going down a negative spiral with your thoughts or having intrusive thoughts you can't seem to control in the moment, it's not always possible to automatically switch to positive thinking. So instead, go neutral. This means doing something completely unrelated to the thoughts you are having. So that way you're able to kind of like reset your brain from the negative thinking pattern. So some examples of how to do this would be take a break to go for a walk or a run, read a passage from your favorite book or a poem or a scripture, listen to one of your favorite songs, take a power nap, drink something cold that you enjoy, play a game on your phone, or spend a little bit of time on a hobby that you have. Number three, mindfulness. Focus on breathing exercises and what is happening in the present moment in your surroundings instead of hyper-focusing on your negative or anxiety-causing thoughts. Number four, acknowledge what the emotion is trying to communicate. So acknowledge the emotion for what it is. For example, okay, I feel angry right now. Acknowledge why you feel the emotion if you know. I feel angry right now because that car cut me off. Acknowledge that it is not permanent. Although I'm upset right now, I know once I make it home and get off this road, this will pass. Acknowledge how you know you can get through it. I know I can push this anger aside because I'm not generally an angry person. I value my peace way too much for that. So that was a very simple example I gave of how to use this this particular tool, but it works. If we acknowledge what the emotion is, we can put it into its proper perspective instead of allowing it to kind of consume our thoughts. And number five, prayer, scripture, fasting, connecting with others in your support system. Those will always be a key resource available to us when we're seeking growth and health and healing. So in the moment, if you feel you're struggling with your emotional wellness or just want to improve in this area, hopefully one of these tools will be helpful to you. If you have any others, please share so we can learn and heal together. If we are not able to manage and improve our emotional wellness, we'll never have true balance in our overall health. A lack of emotional wellness, it decreases our ability to have healthy and effective communication. It decreases our ability to speak up and advocate for ourselves. It decreases our ability to have healthy relationships. And it decreases our ability to set appropriate boundaries, show and acquire love and respect from others. So that is all for today's episode. I pray it was informative and helpful as we all strive to improve our emotional wellness. And our 3-point recap for today, number one, focusing on wellness creates stability in our lives, balance, clarity, and builds resilience. Number two, emotional wellness is the ability to cope well with life stressors, have awareness of and manage our feelings and behaviors, and create satisfying relationships. And number three, choosing the wrong people in our support system and or not healing our negative attributes, it blocks us from true healing and emotional wellness in our lives. Now, let's close out our time together, speaking life and truth over ourselves. Repeat after me. I am capable of healing. I deserve to be healthy and whole. I can do hard things because I can do all things through Yah. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the She's Healing with Yah podcast. Tune in next week for part two of The Company We Keep Impacts Every Aspect of Wellness. Please like, share, and leave a review. And until we meet again, peace, my sisters. Thank you for tuning in to the She's Healing with Yah podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with someone else who will benefit and leave a review. Also, visit healingwithyah.com for additional resources on your healing journey.